So let's get back to it then, and how you're thinking about kind of what phase we're in at this point.
Yeah, look, I think the market is just digesting. I mean, there's been so much happening in the last few weeks with regards to central banks, the inflation, the labor market picture. And I think the market is just digesting that. I actually think a little bit of the calm is down to a greater understanding and acceptance that actually the economy is still doing pretty well. So although you do have the rate hikes coming, this growing sense that actually the economy is able to digest those hikes without too much trouble. And I think that's what's settling markets right now.
But Seema, it doesn't concern you that growth is slowing.
No, I think that is to be expected. I mean, we have such tremendous growth rates last year and after the pandemic, it was a significant boom and impossible to sustain. Now, what we're seeing from here on is a more sustainable pace of growth. You'll still see consumers, which are very resilient, they're still backed up by excess savings. You're going to see some supply chain normalization, so you'll see a boost to inventories and production. And most importantly, you still have corporate balance sheets, which are very, very strong. So it's a softer pace of growth, but it's nowhere near a recession.
And so what should people be thinking in this environment in terms of strategy here as we see slowing growth, but something that's not going to be grounding to a halt?
Yeah, well, look, I think, we can't assume that everything is completely fine. Clearly, things are becoming a little bit more challenging. And this is a point where we start to kind of divide up the market. We start to look for companies which have got strong balance sheets. We start to look for ones which have got the positive cash flow, which we, continue to deliver earnings. So that's what the focus should be. And that might be that you see some which are spread out over growth, some spread out over value, some cyclicals, defensives. It's really not about style or sector. It's really about understanding a lot of this company fundamentals and looking for ones which have growth over the long run. So I think that's really the theme going forward. And I have to say the quality, given things are becoming more challenging, is probably where the kind of key area that you want to be focusing on.
What grade would you put on earnings season so far?
Probably a B, right? If you assume that the previous couple of earnings seasons were an A, this is a down step, but this is also anticipated. So I don't think it's meaningfully surprised to the downside. It's just that met that kind of quite modest anticipation that we had.
Well, it's been a while since I've been in school, but B, it's still a passing grade. We'll leave it there. Seema Shah, Chief Strategist and Principal, Global Investors. Always good to see you.